So happy to be once again amongst all of you. I sincerely thank you for kindly coming and offering your precious time in these very precious human lives to attend our auspicious Sunday festival at Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. It is a very great privilege for us to have the chance to serve you in whatever small way we can. We should never take service to the devotees to be a job or a chore. It is a privilege. It is a blessing coming from Krishna. And how we appreciate that blessing with a grateful heart is how Krishna will reciprocate with us. It is only after millions and millions of births, by inconceivable good fortune, that we are allowed to personally serve the servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let us treasure this blessing as the highest ideal of our lives. We should be so grateful if any devotee is willing to accept service from us, whatever that service may be. In Krishna consciousness, there is no high and low, as in material life. High and low is based on one's sincerity, one's integrity, one's dedication, one's gratitude, and one's love. Those who live by these holy principles, they are high in the eyes of God and in the eyes of those who love God. Today we have very special guests amongst us who were all so grateful had come. I will give very brief introduction because if I speak what is in my heart, it will be very quickly time for prasad. Better, Krishna reveals their opulences by the words coming from their own mouths. We have one of our dearest well-wishers, friends, Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. He's one of the most exemplary and deeply loved devotees by Vaishnavas all over the world. People naturally love him because he loves people. He's given his heart to Srila Prabhupada's service for the past over 30 years, faithful, dedicated. His projects are glorious. His love for Prabhupada is being manifested in people's hearts by his Abhaycharan series shown on television, watched by people all over the world. His beautiful devotional singing. Wherever anyone goes in the world, they will hear the CDs and tapes of Bhakti Swarup Maharaj playing. From the Samadhi of Mayapur to the Pujari room of Los Angeles. And his Vaishnav qualities and his dedication to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada are simply glorious, astounding. Let us welcome His Holiness Srila Bhakti Swarup Swami Maharaj. We also have very dear friend and well-wisher, Panditji Maharaj. He's born and raised in a little village called Chiksholi, the place where Chitrasakhi appeared in this world, her village. It is in the forest of Gabarvan, just behind Srimati Radharani's eternal home in Barsana, Brajbhumi. By Sri Radharani's mercy, I have had the pleasure and fortune to know these people for about 33 years. When I was just a little beggar roaming around Braj, they would give me their rotis and their love. And I learn much by seeing their natural, spontaneous devotion. They've risked their lives to protect the integrity of Brajbhumi. Materialistic people were trying to cut all the trees out of Gabarvan. And these are not gentle businessmen with business suits. These are gundas, dacoits, people who will kill for a few paisas. But they stood up, really risking their lives, to protect the integrity of the mountains, the trees, the holy places of Braj. Each year he goes to America to do Bhagavad Katha, to raise funds where all of it, everything goes to restoring the holy places of Vrindavan. Let us welcome Panditji Maharaj to Sri Radha Gopinath. Of course, we know his Guru Maharaj, Ramesh Babaji Maharaj, has always been a very kind, merciful devotee, sadhu to all of our devotees over the years. We now request Srila Bhakti Swarup Swami to illuminate our hearts with his devotional.
Hare Krishna. I was actually requesting His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj to speak, but Maharaj is insisting that I do. And anyway, a few exchanges went on between Maharaj and me, and then finally, I had to surrender. So, I will try to speak something, because Maharaj is insisting, and I told him that since he is my senior, I have to listen to him. Especially, I have a portfolio called Vaishnav Etiquette. Before coming to the class, while waiting for Radhanath Maharaj, I was speaking to Radha Krishna Prabhu, and then when Maharaj came, I continued speaking to him with the same topic, and the topic was what makes Krishna consciousness spread, what inspires people to take to Krishna consciousness. And in this temple, through His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, that point becomes very clear. And that is, what Srila Prabhupada very emphatically presented through his four principles. And those principles are, Srila Prabhupada's books or teachings are the basis. Books are the basis. Preaching is the essence. Purity is the force, and utility is the principle. Krishna consciousness is a very profound topic. This topic can be quite complicated, quite complex. But the way Srila Prabhupada gave it, it actually became very simple. Yet, Srila Prabhupada's presentation of Krishna consciousness is most sublime and most profound. In simple words, Srila Prabhupada's presentation can be described as, it is so simple that even a child can appreciate it, even a child can understand it, and it is so profound that the greatest philosophers in the world can completely get lost in it. So that is what Srila Prabhupada's presentation is like. Even a child can understand, and even the greatest philosophers of this world can appreciate it. And Prabhupada made one point very clear, that he was not presenting anything new. Srila Prabhupada did not give anything new. Srila Prabhupada simply dictated the message that is flowing since the time immemorial through the chain of disciplic succession, through the chain of self-realized souls, starting all the way from Brahma. So that is what Srila Prabhupada came to give. And Srila Prabhupada was very emphatic, very cautious about one point, and that is the purity of this message. Srila Prabhupada made it very clear, or Prabhupada was very concerned, very cautious about the presentation of the message must be done in an absolute pure way, that is, without any deviation. Prabhupada used to say that the responsibility of a spiritual master is that he carries the message without any distortion, without any distortion from the message that he himself received from his spiritual master. And that's what constitutes the disciplic succession or the chain of spiritual master and disciples. The original spiritual master is Krishna. He imparted this knowledge to Brahma through Gayatri Mantra by playing his flute. He gave the Gayatri to Brahma. And meditating on this Gayatri Mantra, this transcendental knowledge was revealed in the heart of Brahma. That point has been very wonderfully presented right at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tene Brahma Hrida Adi Kavaye Muihanti Jat Surayaha. Krishna imparted this knowledge to the original Kavi, Adi Kavi, Brahma. This transcendental knowledge or Dibba Gyan or Brahma Gyan. And this knowledge is so deep and so complex that it bewilders even the demigods. Muihanti Jatsurayaha. And after receiving this knowledge, Brahma imparted this knowledge to his disciple, Narad Muni. It is interesting to note that from Brahma, two disciplic successions actually started. One side is the Prajapatis, who are going to help him with the creation or procreation, filling up the universe with living entities. And the other side started through Narad Muni. Narad Muni did not want to get involved in the materialistic affairs. Brahma didn't mind that this youngest son was not interested in materialistic involvement of helping him in filling up the universe with progeny or prajas. And one day Narad Muni saw that Brahma was in a trance and tears were flowing from his eyes. The hairs were standing on end. His body was trembling. Seeing Brahma in that way, Narad Muni could recognize that he was experiencing an inconceivable emotion internally. And Narad Muni, when Brahma came out of his trance, Narad Muni asked him, "Now, all this while I used to think that you are the greatest personality. You are the supreme. Please tell me who is there thinking about him you are experiencing these emotions internally through your meditation." Then Brahma spoke to Narad Muni about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, Narad Muni became the link through Brahma of the Bhagavat or the transcendental knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his teachings. And in this way, a disciplic succession started, which is known as Bhagavat Parampara. we belong to that parampara. Our understanding is that the ultimate goal of life is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and mold our lives according to the instructions of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. The instructions that the Lord Himself gave 5,000 years ago on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, that is Krishna Katha, that is Bhagavad Gita, the words spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, and the foundation of this parampara or this culture is the knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead that have been imparted by the individuals who are very closely related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. The devotees of the Lord spoke about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is Srimad Bhagavat. In this disciplic succession, in this line, a very interesting phase manifested when the Supreme Personality of Godhead revealed His pastimes 5,000 years ago in the land of Vrindavan. Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes are unusual because in Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna revealed some relationships that were not known to the devotees before. A relationship that is not known to the devotees, even